Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get your gossip on and spill some tea. Are you ready?
Join in or listen to Celebrity Tea Talk.
The good, the bad, and the ugly of celebrity life around the world.
Grab a cup of tea, turn off the volume, and get ready. You are listening to Michelle Noel on CTT,
Celebrity Tea Talk Radio. Let's get started. Who should we talk about today?
And welcome, guys. Welcome to the show. Welcome to my Live Me audience. How are you guys doing today? We have a lot to talk about in the celebrity world. Guys, the first one I have to hit on today that I have to talk about is Kevin Hart. Okay. Love Kevin Hart as an actor. Freaking hilarious AF. But he went on to a radio show today, and he was talking about his ex-wife and his current wife. And I don't know what else you might be talking about, because that's – okay, if you guys remember with Kevin Hart, there was a – hey, what's up? I think a lot. We're actually live on the radio right now, so I love the idea of playing some music, but I can do it after we've done our broadcast, which would be awesome. Hearts to you guys, too. Anyway, if you listen to me on Live Me, I'm also here on Blog Talk Radio on Celebrity Tea Talk. But I'm going to get back to Kevin Hart. So Kevin Hart was saying today that basically, I don't really accept you guys saying that my current wife is a homewrecker. But here's the thing, guys. To be honest with you, like, you know, Kevin Hart has a pretty bad rep right now, okay? If you guys remember the video that got released of basically Kevin getting it on with this girl, we kind of heard all the noises. We really didn't get a chance to see what was going on, but enough of the noises that was going on. Oh, hey, that's all I want you. But enough of the noises that was going on, we pretty much knew what was going on in the room. Like, we didn't really need to, like, get into detail about what was going on. We could use our imagination of what was happening in that room. So Kevin Hart comes out onto this radio show and is like, hey, like, I don't want my wife to get a bad rep that, you know, you guys are saying that she's some kind of a homewrecker. All right. So, Kevin, here's the thing. You know, you have to kind of realize that we really don't know how exactly your wife has played into this. Because let me tell you something. She's there. She's pregnant. And she's got to listen to you on a tape like doing it with some other woman in a room, basically. And like everybody basically heard the tape. Like it was everywhere. Okay. So you sitting here and coming to the defense of your current wife, like, it's kind of ironic because you weren't exactly worried about her when you were on this tape. And we heard the, like we heard all the noises going on. Okay. So you weren't exactly worried about her when you were busy, like, doing it with this whole thing. So I'm like, I don't understand how you could sit there and come to the defense of your wife when you really don't seem to take your marriage too seriously, because, you know, you're getting caught with your hand and everything else all over the cookie jar. So I don't really get how Kevin Hart can go on there and say these kinds of things and be like, yeah, you know, I'm going to defend my wife. Dude, defend your wife by not screwing anybody else. That's how you defend your wife. Okay. We love you too. Much love there, Captain on Live Me. Love you too. Yeah, you want to defend your wife, you know, keep that part of you kind of where it needs to be. Then that's defending your wife. You know, cheating and being a womanizer, that's not defending your wife. That's disrespecting your wife, okay? You want to be married? Don't be married. You want to be married? That's the one you're supposed to love and hold forever and ever, not temporary to you. Find a replacement or you work in some place. So, you know, respect, then if you want to do that and you want to say that your wife is not a, you know, a homewrecker and she's not a person of interest, not a person doing these kind of things, then you need to defend your wife by keeping your little friend locked up until your wife wants it to come out for a visit. Anyway, that's all I have to say on Kevin Hart. So hopefully we will hear better things on him than other than we're hearing right now. But no, dude, you know what? Lock it up and give your wife the key. That's how you do it. So I was looking today to see what else was kind of going on, kind of interesting in the news, basically. And I don't know, you know, I've been talking about the whole Matt Lauer thing. Well, on Good Morning America, this morning. You know, the big thing is, like I said, don't dig into politics, just kind of the celebrity part of politics. So you have the girl that was on Donald Trump's show when he had the, you know, the celebrity show, okay, the reality celebrity show. And she actually got to give her credit, okay, because she went from being a reality person to actually, and she's a very smart, she's a lawyer, she's smart. So she basically went from being a lawyer to actually getting herself into the White House. I mean, that's pretty incredible. You went from reality TV to the White House, working as an aide in the White House. I mean, listen, that's a cool gig. Regardless of whether you like who is or isn't in the White House, the fact that you went from a reality show to getting clearance to walking around the White House. I mean, how many of us are ever going to get to the White House? We're lucky we can stand in front of the gate and look without being attacked by Secret Service, okay? So how many of us get that opportunity to be able to do that? So give her credit for that, right? So anyway, she went on this morning, onto the show this morning with Robin Roberts. And Robin Roberts obviously does not like this chick. She just does not like her. Which, listen, here's the deal. You're on Good Morning America. You're one of the hosts. I get you may not always like who comes on there, but when you're getting paid millions of dollars and that camera goes on and you have to interview somebody, smile. Okay? Because you're getting paid millions and millions of dollars to do an interview. Even if you don't like the person, okay, it doesn't really matter. Okay? You want to be maybe ask some tough questions because you don't like them? Cool. But you can't go on there and do an interview. And then at the interview, you're supposed to be a professional, getting paid millions of dollars, you do, "Bye, Felicia." What is that? Like, you're supposed to be a professional host. I get it. You don't like the girl. And then what happened was the girl who was on it, who was the aide to the president, like I said, the reality person, she was basically saying, I'm going to check my notes really quick because I had some information. Oh, so Amarosa. That's Amarosa. 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 Amarosa is her name. So Amarosa, she basically said, hey, you know, us women have to stick together. Us black women have to stick together. That's kind of petty that you're sitting here as a professional host. I get it. You don't like me. Guess what? I don't care that you don't like me. But don't sit here and go, "Bye, Felicia," when you're on national television and you're getting paid millions of dollars to be a host. And to be honest with you, I kind of agree with that. I get it. You don't like someone. But when you're sitting there in front of the camera and you have to interview a person, you can say afterwards that, hey, I don't really agree with you. I don't agree with what you did. I don't know. I'm not really thrilled to death about your policies or whatever you may think it is. But don't sit there and do a "Bye, Felicia." I mean, come on. How old are you? How old are you? What the hell is that? I mean, like I said, off camera, you want to say "Bye, Felicia" to her when she walks away while she's there? Fine. But like I said, if I had a $20 million contract a year, I'll tell you what, I don't care if it was who it was coming on there and I didn't like him. The minute that camera went on, I'd be like, "Hi, guys. I'm doing a great interview today, and I absolutely am really excited about this interview." And then afterwards, I'd be like, "I just want to let you know, I really don't like you. I did the interview, but I don't really like you. But if I'm getting paid $20 or $25 million, I will like you while the camera's on. Hi, babe. How you doing?" You know, yeah, that's a different, whole different other kind of story with that. So anyway, shout out to my Live Me audience that has joined me, and shout out to the people who are listening to me on Blog Talk Radio at Celebrity Tea Talk. But yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting because, you know, a day doesn't go by where we don't have some kind of Trump story. You know how that works right now. So I figured this was kind of a twist on this, on the fact that you had, you know, two women, strong women, and one of them is, like, I think, acted more professional than the one who's sitting there getting paid the big bucks. That's just my opinion. You know, if you're getting paid the big bucks, act like you're two little kids in the playground and someone just took away, you know, something that you had, you know, someone took away your lunch money or something. Like, come on, you could be a little bit classier than that, as far as I'm concerned, a little bit better. So a lot of celebrities right now are in New York City because a lot of stuff, it's kind of a cool time to be there. A lot of stuff going on, the sports stuff going on. There's, you know, Christmas in the city in New York is always kind of cool. The holidays is always pretty cool. That's really pretty. They got the lights. People, it's cold, but it's not freezing, so you can kind of enjoy it. So Gigi Hadid is in New York right now. Now, I had this conversation with you guys yesterday. I think Gigi is a lot prettier than Bella. That's just my opinion. I think Gigi is more of a natural beauty than Bella is. So Gigi just landed her 21st Vogue cover. Now, that's pretty amazing for someone who's like, what, 22, I think, 21 she is, 21. So she landed her first cover. I mean, her 21st cover. Now, I think that's really cool that she did that accomplishment. But I've always said, like, now today, it's kind of like if your mom and dad are famous. I mean, her dad's a billionaire, guys, if you guys didn't know that. Her dad is literally a billionaire, okay? Not a millionaire, but a billionaire. So you kind of wonder sometimes with a lot of the celebrities that are kind of having their kids now become like supermodels, you know, did they really get that gig because they really were supermodel material? Or was it because, you know, a text message might have been sent being like, hey, you know, I am a billionaire. You owe me a few favors. Could you maybe make my daughter a supermodel? Hi, Chanel. What's going on? How are you doing? Hi, Louis Vuitton. Yes. You know, so you wonder sometimes how this comes about. I'm not saying it does, but it's just kind of disheartening in a way because, like I said, you see a lot of young people today who are trying to get into that business and then they can't because they don't have billionaire daddies. So I'm just kind of saying, you know. But anyway, so Gigi was there. She landed her 21st Vogue cover. Congrats to her. If you guys don't realize it, Vogue is literally like around the world. So I think the 21st cover she won was in Germany. So Vogue is like everywhere basically. So they're in pretty much every single country Vogue is in. So this is her 21st one. Kudos to her. But like I said, again, you know, I hold out hope for the next unknown person who ends up like breaking into that business and is able to do it to say, hey, guess what? I did a lot of hard work to get into this business, to become a supermodel. It wasn't just like handed to me because my mom's this or my dad's that type of thing. Like I actually worked hard for it. I have friends that I know that are actually models that let me tell you something. Model life, guys, is not an easy life. Okay. You walk into a room, there's like 50 other girls there and they walk over to you. And trust me, you know, the first thing is you're in a room of 50 other girls. You're really pretty. Okay. You're already really pretty because there's 50 of you in the room. So they walk up to you and they're just like, no, you're too tall. No, your hands are too long. Your hips are too wide. So, I mean, you literally go through a process where people are, and mind you, you're already pretty. Like you're in the room. So you already meet somewhat of the standards that they're asking for. And then to be in there and they just kind of dissect you like you're this imperfect being, you know, is probably one of the hardest things to hear. And then, you know, you walk in, you think it's glamorous. You know, you're getting there early in the morning or whatever time they need. You could be doing a bathing suit shoot out in the middle of the freezing cold. Okay. But you have to make it look like it's summer, the way you're smiling on your face. I mean, it's not an easy thing to just be a model. So I kind of hope that we will hear of some outbreak of someone who's really trying hard to make that in the business rather than just hearing, hey, guess what? This person's a supermodel. By the way, their dad is blah, 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 and their mom is whatever, you know? So it's like you hope that the next person that comes up in this business isn't just handed that to them because there's a lot of people out there that are a lot of girls and guys busting their butts every day to get to that supermodel status. Hearts out to everybody who's out there too. Love you guys. Thank you so much for the hearts. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for the support. It's awesome. More hearts. You guys are amazing. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you so much for the likes. I absolutely love it. So, Kim, I don't know if you guys ever watched heard about, you know, the Real Housewives series. So there's tons of Real Housewives like Orange County, New Jersey, Atlanta, all that kind of stuff. So the big one in Atlanta is Kim Zolciak. That's one of the bigger ones. And she is always, you know, in the press for some crazy thing that's going on. So right now, she has, if you don't know the background of her, she has a bunch of kids. She's married now to a football player, but no team picked him up right now, so he's not playing. And they have like 6 kids between them. A few of the kids, which I got to give credit to her husband, he actually adopted a bunch of the kids had different fathers. The fathers actually gave up their parental rights so that Kim's current husband could adopt the kids. So I think, you know, got to give a guy credit who's like raising and taking care of other people's kids. And those guys obviously didn't care enough because they gave up their rights and be like, here's a paper signed. You can keep the kid. I don't really want the kid. So give him credit for that. But Kim has now come out saying she wants baby number 7. Wow. I mean, that's pretty incredible. Now, what a lot of you guys don't know, because a lot of people will say, well, how's Kim going to afford baby number 7? How is that going to happen? Like, how can she actually afford 7 kids? How is that going to happen? So what a lot of you guys don't realize or may not realize is a lot of these celebrities have businesses that they're part of, but they don't really necessarily let everybody know that they're part of. Like, for instance, I'll give you an example. Kim has a whole bunch of wig lines that she does. And then she has like a whitening company that she has, a whitening, teeth whitening thing that she has that she's part of. And she's actually made her daughter part of that. So a lot of people were like, how does her daughter Briella make money? Well, because she's part of that. So you guys, I don't know if you guys have seen the water bottles that they're blue. I guess like a milk carton. Thank you for the hearts, guys. Look like a milk carton. Well, believe it or not, it's called Just Water. Jaden Smith, which is Will Smith's son, that's his company. So a lot of the celebrities, you don't realize, have a lot of other businesses. They own like franchises. They create these other companies, these other products that you use that you don't even realize is actually a celebrity product. So anyway, Kim is deciding that she wants to have baby number 7, and they're thinking about going through the foster care system for this one. You know, I give her credit for that. I give her credit. No, a lot of people knock on Kim. You know, remember if you ever watched Real Housewives, she had her wig pulled off by NeNe and all this kind of stuff. All this kind of crazy stuff happens and everything. But you have to give this woman credit, because if you have ever watched the show from the very beginning, she was basically she was never a housewife in the beginning, okay? She was basically living in a rented townhouse or condo. She had a sugar daddy that was paying her way, called her Big Daddy, that was paying her bills. And she had these, you know, multiple kids by multiple dads, and then they put her onto the whole housewife show, okay? So from this, she has now moved into, which I actually know the community she lives in, she's actually moved into this big community with multi-million dollar homes, okay? She got her kids adopted. They now have one dad, basically. And she's got multiple companies making her money. So she has really come a long way from where she first started in this business to what she's got now. So I give her credit to be saying, hey, I want to look for a child in the foster system. You know, I've already had 6 kids myself. Maybe I can give a kid a good home. So I think that's pretty cool that someone is thinking, a celebrity, not just about themselves, but the fact that they could give a child who doesn't have any parents, period, an actual home and actually some love and be able to feel like they have a family. So, you know, kudos to Kim for that one. Kudos to Kim for that one. I thought that was a pretty cool thing to hear. So if you guys have been following the Kardashian postcard thing, all right, I'm really not a big fan of this, guys. Okay, because here's the thing. You know, if you're going to do a thing where you're going to release like a postcard, you're going to do a theme thing. Like, you know, if you ever go onto YouTube, people will do the Vlogmas. So they'll have every day they'll put out a vlog for Christmas. Like, hey, I'm vlogging. This is where I am. Da, 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 da. So obviously every one you do is different from the last one, right? So here you are in a situation where you're telling the public, I'm going to put out a different Christmas card of me and my family every single day. So if you're going to put out a Christmas card, shouldn't every Christmas card be different? Like, it shouldn't just be like pictures of just your family. And it's just like if I was doing something like that, I would maybe have like one day, like we're on a sleigh and we're doing like sleigh riding. Then the next time we're like, maybe we're getting like ice cream, or maybe go someplace. I mean, let's face it, you're the Kardashians. Fly to Colorado and do snow angels. I mean, I don't know, do something different. So no, like basically today I was like, okay, I'm not really fascinated, but let me just see what they put out. So today they put out like basically the same card they put out yesterday, but with less people. You're the Kardashians. You're supposed to be like trendsetters. That's not trendsetting, putting out a postcard or Christmas card or whatever the heck you call it, of basically the same picture with less people. Oh, by the way, and it was even more Photoshopped. No, that's not how it's supposed to be. Like, that's crazy. Why would I put out a picture of a postcard? And by the way, it's more Photoshopped and it's the same Christmas card. I mean, I have one word for that, for the Kardashians. That's boring. Boring. I mean, you go from where you're trend setting on fashion to putting out that literally just a boring Christmas card. Like, it's not even exciting. Why am I going to like be interested? Like, it doesn't make your life look very exciting when you basically do a duplicate of what you did yesterday and you super Photoshopped it and you put less people in it. No, that's not creative. That's just, I'm sorry. I mean, you're a Kardashian. You should be putting out some postcards that we're all just like, whoa. But you know what? Lately, guys, they have not been very creative. Like, even like Kim put out her fragrance thing and she covered herself up in glitter. Girl, Beyonce did that like 2 years ago. That's not creative. That's copying somebody. You're not supposed to be copying anybody. You're supposed to be like the people. I'm just saying. I don't think you should be copying somebody. Or if you're going to copy someone, give them credit for it, right? If you're going to copy what someone else is doing, give credit for that. Hey, Valentine, what's going on? Yeah, you know, like, you give someone credit. If you're going to copy someone and be like, you're doing someone's, copying someone's look or style, who's another celebrity, then just be like, hey, my look was inspired by Beyonce or somebody else. So, yeah, the whole postcard thing, I was just like, guys, stop. Just stop. Because it's not happening. It's just not really doing anything for me or anybody else. Or if you're going to do it, like, you need to up your game. Because your game is low. Sorry, it's low. Yeah, so I just kind of had noticed that today. I mean, I'm looking at it every day. If I think it improves, I'll let you guys know tomorrow. I'm not really expecting much because it's pretty much the same thing. Like, I get it. You've got, you know, it's your Christmas card, it's your family, but can you at least make it interesting for people to look at if you're going to be like getting a million likes on something? Like, if I'm going to give a like, I want it to be like, oh, wow, this is really creative, or this is something that like I think is really cool or I would love to do. Like, why are you giving me a thing on that? Just like, I just thought that was kind of like disappointing. So, guys, we have a few more days before Star Wars comes out. I know I talked about this the other day, too. Pretty exciting, but they just revealed some information about the Star Wars, and they were saying that this is going back to the original Star Wars all the way back. You know, we've lost Carrie Fisher this year, which was kind of sad. Nobody was expecting it, and I know that she is in the next Star Wars movie that's going to be showing on starting on Friday. We are going to get to see her. You know, that's her last official Star Wars movie. I know, such a bummer, you know? Like, man, Princess Leia, the original Princess Leia, gosh. But it was kind of funny. They love to kind of go back and tell us, like, stories of things that happened on the sets and things like that before. So imagine this. So Mark Hamill, which was, you know, he's the original, you know, Luke, you know. So he was talking about how him and Carrie actually had, like, a full blown romance going on. Like, they were totally romantically into each other on the set of the original Star Wars. And so they're totally into each other and they're in the middle of this like makeout session. And then they're basically called in to say, hey, guess what? I want to let you guys know there's a great thing on the script we want to introduce to you guys on Star Wars. We want to let you know that you guys are going to be brother and sister in Star Wars. And they're both like, awkward. So once they found out in the script that they were playing brother and sister, they both, I guess, agreed that, you know what? A full-blown romance with the person who's supposed to play my brother in this whole series, I just think we're going to stop. But people had always speculated that there was something going on with them, that there was like some kind of a romantic thing going on with them. So it's not really surprising that Mark came out and said, yeah, Carrie and I actually were kind of involved, because I think she had kind of a crush on both Mark and also Harrison Ford. Because there was talk about that too, that there was some kind of relationship going on. But then you think about it. I mean, you're on a movie set. Okay. Now remember, back in this time when they were doing Star Wars, like there was no green screen. I mean, it was green screen, but it wasn't, the technology wasn't what it is today. So you used to have to go to locations and sit there and film at different locations for like months and months at a time. So let's face it, you got some hot looking people sitting around on a boring set 12 hours a day. You know someone is going to get into someone's, you know. So you know there's going to be some kind of romance thing going on there. I mean, this is how we ended up, the same thing with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie was, hey, listen, they're on a set, they're on a location, long hours, things start to happen. So that's kind of what the situation was, but it was kind of interesting to have Mark come out and say this, that there was actually some kind of a romance. So it seems like Carrie kind of had a little bit of romance involved with Mark and a little bit of romance involved with Harrison Ford. But it's kind of cool to find out like this kind of trivia stuff about them. Cool's out to Carrie. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people like, being like, man, we wish she would have been around for more. Because I think that's like the first main character of Star Wars that we've lost. So it's kind of hard for everybody to be like, oh man, I can't believe that we actually, lost someone big. But yeah, at theaters Friday, I don't know I'm going to go see it, because it's like, I've seen all the other ones, so I'm going to have to go see this one. So I can't wait till I get back on with you guys and find out what you guys thought of it. And, if you're going to go see it, enjoy it. And, it's pretty cool to see the next series and see what they basically come out with. So another thing here, guys, I'm always getting into other topics, is, I love Halle Berry. I mean, she's just like 51 and she looks amazing. But I have never seen anyone who literally has the worst luck in love. Like, she dates the hottest guys, okay, in her group, and it's like they never stay together. It's like sad. Like, how can you know, you're Halle Berry, you're gorgeous. You should be like having no problems finding like another hot, cute guy. Like, what's the issue? So she just basically broke up with this guy. Oh my gosh, guys, I swear to you, you guys need to go pull up what this guy looks like on Google or something. You guys got to pull this guy up. His name was Alex the Kid. I mean, just the name alone conjures up some really interesting images of what this person looks like. But she basically said that after Alex the Kid, which, first of all, I think, you grown-ass man, what do you got a name like Alex the Kid for? Like, that's just weird. I don't understand that kind of thing. But she said now, after this romance with this guy, which I don't know how much romance was involved, that she is totally done with love. Now, here's the thing, guys. I just don't believe that. Like, how can you be saying you're totally done with love when you literally are in love like at least twice a year? Yeah. You always have a love interest. She's like, you have some people who have to be in a relationship, even if the relationship isn't a great one, but they have to be in some sort of relationship. And that drives you crazy because you're like, oh my God, like you're always picking like the worst person to be in a relationship with. But you have, and you guys know, there are people, everyone knows someone who's like, everyone knows someone who cannot be without a relationship. Like if they are, it's a very short time and then like jump into another relationship and you're just like, why are you doing that? Like, I'm a firm believer of quality over quantity. It's like, look for the quality first and worry about the quantity later on. But you have people that just have to be in a relationship. They're just, for whatever reason for themselves, they're just not the kind of person who could be without someone. Okay, I get it. But I'm just like, Halle, you really need to take a break. Like, just stop. Stop for a while. Get into your mind, especially after going out with someone named Alex the Kid, okay? Like, get into your mind who you want to go out with as a person first, Like, figure out, have a checklist. Like, put together a checklist and say, I really want to be in a relationship with someone who at least 3 out of 5 on my checklist. That's not bad. 3 out of 5, at least on the checklist. At least 3 checklists. If you can't, you have to make a list. Put down 5 qualifications of what you want to have in a relationship. And then pick at least 3 of those boxes. If 3 boxes cannot get checked, keep walking. And if no boxes could get checked, run. Like, literally run. Okay? So I just say to Halle Berry, take some time, find your inner you or whatever it is, and please, no more people with the name the kid or the dog or the something on the end of it. Like, just find a guy with a name. Just a name, okay? Instead of someone that, you know, I figure Alex the kid, I'm thinking about someone who's like 8 years old or something, you know? No. Just find someone who's got their act together or something. Yeah. Like I said, make the checklist and decide in the checklist who you want to have, because no, it's just, you know, we got to look for quality over quantity, guys. We can't be looking for just like, and be like, oh yeah, you know, you're cute enough, good enough. Like, no, you got to check out what you have and decide what you're going to do. Oh my gosh. So guys, I also have to do kind of funny stories that happen that are not necessarily celebrity stories, but you're like, this could really never happen. Okay. So, you know, every once in a while, things kind of pop up on my screen about stuff, you know. So imagine now that you get an inheritance of almost $1 million, okay? So imagine this. You get almost $1 million inheritance, and you're waiting for this to come in the mail, and you're getting it delivered by UPS. It's UPS. How could you have a problem? It's UPS. UPS will never have a problem. So imagine this guy, okay, is waiting for his inheritance to come, and UPS, wait, guys, loses the check. Okay, that's bad in itself, okay, that UPS actually lost this guy's almost $1 million inheritance, okay? So he's like, okay, well, I've got to, you know, I got to find out what's going on. So he goes back to UPS. UPS says, hey, guys, I'm really sorry. We lost this check. Now, the check was a bank draft, okay? This is from the bank, okay? Now, if anybody knows something about the bank, good luck dealing with the bank, because that's basically a whole headache in itself anytime you're dealing with any bank, regardless of what it is. So imagine this guy. He has his $1 million check loss. He goes back to UPS. UPS says, oh, we're really sorry. We lost your package. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to issue you back a refund of $32 to cover the expense that of what was mailed to you. Oh, my God. I mean, I was like, what? So they went back to the bank and they said, listen, this bank check of almost $1 million was lost by UPS. Okay, so the bank, which is the TD Canada Trust Bank, okay, TD Canada Trust Bank, went back to the bank, and the bank's like, we're not going to pay you out the money because technically, you know how the bank is, okay, guys, you know the bank. Technically, the check is lost. But we have to wait a certain amount of time before we can actually say that the check is totally lost. Can you imagine UPS loses $1 million bank check? And even worse, this guy actually had the opportunity to pick this up at the bank and thought, hey, UPS is mailing it to me. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Oh my God. And this guy, listen to how crazy this is. He actually already maxed out his credit card. So he basically already spent this inheritance. He was already like, man, I got $1 million coming. I'm rich. And so he already went ahead and basically spent this $1 million. And he literally, I mean, it's probably going to take him like a year before the bank even officially says that it's actually gone. Can you imagine? And the UPS is like, hey, sorry, here's $32. Hope you feel better. I honestly, if it was me, I probably would drive down to the UPS corporate office and like chain myself to the door and be like, when you find my check, I'll leave. Otherwise, I'm staying here, guys. You're stuck with me. But I love to just look at some of the crazy stuff that actually happens to people and think to yourself, I mean, $1 million gone, just gone. I think I'd be crying. I think I'd be chained to the door of the bank crying for my $1 million and be like, you've got to be kidding me that I'm doing this. So, you know, Lady Gaga, they always have something to say about Lady Gaga. I've never seen it, but Lady Gaga always has something to say. So now, which I don't know how in the world that anyone could even say this, they're telling Lady Gaga that she's trying to morph herself into Kim Kardashian. Have you seen Lady Gaga is not even like close in looks to that. And I'm just like, she's not even like, I mean, even the shape of her face, the way she looks, she's nothing like Kim Kardashian. Not even the body is like Kim Kardashian. So I don't know how people come across these crazy things that they want to compare and be like, yes, you're trying to make yourself into Kim. And it's like, no, Lady Gaga could never, ever, ever be Kim. So I have no idea why in the world they would ever, ever say something even insane like that. That is the weirdest, weirdest thing I have ever, ever heard. But you know what? People love to just make up some BS stories and be like, yeah, this is what I think. And, you know, this is what I think may be happening. And yeah, and you're trying to copy somebody. They always claim that someone's trying to copy somebody. I mean, if someone outrightly copies somebody, but if they're just kind of like making it up type of thing or being similar is not copying in a celebrity world. Okay. You have to be like totally, totally copying. Like when Kim covered herself with that glitter and then did the same look, I mean, literally put side by side with her and Beyonce, it was the same exact thing. So that to me, you know, leave Lady Gaga alone. What the heck? You know, that is the craziest thing ever. There's no way there's even any kind of a similarity. It's just not even happening. So guys, I mean, what can I say? There's always something incredibly strange when it comes over into the celebrity craziness and insanity and all that kind of stuff. I don't even understand where some of these stories come from, but yep, they come out there. They exist. They're absolutely out there. And crazy things do happen when it comes to this stuff. It just, I don't really get it. So, you know, they're talking about how, Will Smith went on to Ellen. I don't know if you guys actually saw this, and he actually recreated his character that actually launched his career, which was The Fresh Prince. And The Fresh Prince, you could probably find like a million reruns of the show out there right now. So he actually went on to Ellen, which I love Ellen. Ellen is fun. If you ever see Ellen's show, she does a whole thing where for Christmas time, she gives like people like ridiculous Christmas presents. Like I just want to be in there so I can like grab some of the stuff that she's giving away. So it was really cool that Will Smith actually went on there and kind of recreated his character and his look. And I was like, you know, Will Smith seems like he's probably a very fun guy to hang out with. He's a very like cool kind of person to like be around. But I thought that was kind of funny that he actually went out there and recreated his whole look and what he did on the show. But that's kind of a fun thing to see. So I don't know if you guys heard about, if you guys have ever seen the Teen Moms, okay, that have been on there before. And Teen Mom is like basically these young girls who have to deal with the issues of having like, you know, a kid in their teens, in their teenagers. So one of the guys on there is like in major trouble. So one of the character's best friend's husband asked a teenager to do something with him that was inappropriate. And now there's a whole hullabaloo or a whole thing going on that, you know, this guy is just a creeper and they just need to like get him away from anything that's going on in the show. And I'm just like, wow. And he was trying to do this with somebody on the set there who was 14 years old. How do these weirdos end up getting onto these sets, guys? Like, how do these weirdos even get onto these sets and be able to actually be there? Like, that is just creepy as heck. Oh, that's the one thing I want to talk to you guys about. Speaking of the Will Smith thing, I know I'm kind of jumping backwards a little bit, but Will Smith, there's a thing right now about Scientology and Will Smith. Now, I don't know if you know, but when you go to Hollywood, Scientology is like really big in Hollywood. Like they have a huge, like two huge properties right on Hollywood Boulevard. So when you're there, there are these huge, like, I mean, buildings, and they're like, it's really weird because you will walk around Hollywood Boulevard and everything's kind of like old and like beat up and everything. And then all of a sudden you come to the Scientology building and it looks like it was just put up there like 5 minutes ago. Like it's the nicest looking building on the Hollywood Strip. But personally, when I walk by there, I shut my eyes because I feel like they're going to like zoom in to see how much money I have in my bank account or something. It's just kind of a creepy thing with the whole thing. And they're out there standing there handing out the pamphlets. And I'm just like, I see Leanne Rimes things, dude. Like you do some weird, freaky crap. But yeah, so now a lot of the people are concerned because, you know, because of the whole Leanne Remy thing, she kind of said, hey, Scientology is more like a cult than an actual religion. So now they're talking about how somehow that Will Smith is involved in this, because a lot of celebrities do the Scientology thing. It's kind of like, from my understanding, is that it's they do this whole thing where like you, like if you're a celebrity, you get to certain levels, and then these levels you're allowed in certain rooms. It's kind of like almost like working on like your psychology to basically be like, we make you feel better than what you are by giving you these perks and things and kind of screwing around with your mind a little bit on the Scientology. So what they're saying is Leanne Remy came out and said, hey, guess what? Jada Pinkett Smith is part of this cult-like religion. So, and that supposedly in Calabasas, they funded an actual Scientology school. Now, if you ever watch Lee Remy with the show, it's really crazy how, like, these people, like, make you think you're something that you're not just to be able to get to your money. So, yeah, I thought that was really kind of interesting that, you know, he got involved. Now, they're actually involved with this. I think a lot of people didn't know that they were actually involved with Scientology. And like I said, it's really, really kind of creepy. It's like, it's more about like your money funding them. And then here's the thing. People were wondering why Tom Cruise's ex-wife, Nicole, didn't talk to the kids. Once you leave Scientology, you can't have any communication with your family or kids. You have to like disassociate from everybody as long as you're staying in Scientology. So it's really, really kind of a creepy, creepy, weird, weird, weird type of religion thing. So now they're revealing that the Smiths are actually involved in this religion and are actually involved in the money and all this kind of stuff, helping raising money for them. I mean, let me tell you something. I don't know. Some religion that tells you that you can't talk to your family and you have to not talk to your kids and your kids cannot talk to you and you have to act like they're dead. I'm sorry. That's not a religion, because religion's about family. That's how I look at it. But yeah, I just thought that was really, really kind of a weird situation there that they actually said that. Anyway, I just want to say thank you to everybody on Blog Talk Radio for tuning in. We will be back again tomorrow. Much love to you all. I'm going to continue talking to some of you guys again on Live Me. And join us again. Please follow us for the next Blog Talk Radio at Celebrity Tea Talk. But yeah, guys, just, you know, the whole thing with that is just so weird to me that you got all these people like doing this whole Scientology thing, especially after all this. And now they're talking that, you know, that they've been involved with this for actually a really, really long time, and that they've been funding a lot of this stuff, which is crazy. You know, it's just kind of a crazy whole thing. And now she's saying, now Jada's coming back and saying, yeah, I've been into Dianetics and study tech and this stuff. But I'm like, I don't know, man, if you follow the Scientology stuff, I feel like it's really about just like, it really is like a cult. Because you have to follow certain things. You can't talk to your families. And for anybody who's not involved in a religion, you cannot talk to. Like, who does that? Who says that to you, that who you can or can't talk to in a religion? Like, that's not religion, guys. You know, then they put you into a room when you have to do certain things to get to a certain level. You have to devote yourself, like, totally into doing something. I mean, I'm sorry, but no. And the thing is, Scientology, if you look at them, they own tons of property all over like Hollywood. They own like prime real estate that was given to them, a lot of it by celebrities. So the whole thing is just creepy as hell. I'm sorry, but no. The fact that they're involved with it, I don't know. That's just so weird to me, because you would think as a celebrity, like, you would just not want to be involved with somebody that would tell you, like, well, who you can or cannot be around or what you can or cannot do. That's just incredibly, incredibly weird. So, you know, in the reality shows, they have that one that's really popular called 90 Day Fiancé, where you basically just kind of see if you're going to go ahead and, like, marry this person, I think is how it is. You're engaged to them for a while. It's almost like married at first sight, but I think you're actually engaged to them for a while before you go ahead and do it. Well, one of the episodes on there, apparently, the guy's daughter, one of the guys who's on this 90 Day Fiance, the daughter came back and said, I just want to let you know that my dad's a deadbeat. So if you want to be with him, that's fine, but he's basically a deadbeat. You know, he's all about himself and his life, and good luck to you if you want to actually marry him. You know what? Kudos to her. I love that. Be honest. Oh, my God. Someone's going to marry someone and be like, to be there forever and everything like that, and you know some stuff on that someone, you need to start talking. Because I'm sorry. Someone needs to be not getting married to someone if they're basically like all about me and they're not about you. And if they can't even take the responsibility of taking care of their kid, that doesn't sound like they're going to be very much into taking care of you or anything else. So kudos to her for actually saying something and actually being honest and coming out there and saying, hey, you want to be with that person? Good luck. Okay, guys. You know, I get the whole thing about, I love shows that have the weight loss thing. I think it's really cool that they go ahead and do that. But they actually have a new series coming out on TLC that is called Family by the Ton. Oh, my God. It's about these three family members that combined together weigh 2,000 pounds, and they're fighting for their life. Like, I can't even tell you what the image is of what this is going on. Hey, you know what, though? Shout out for TLC for actually taking three people that are probably on a death sentence, with three people weighing combined together 2,000 pounds. Shout out to them for coming in there and being like, we got to help these people. You know, we've got to help these people get their lives together, because that is absolutely insane. So guys, you know, I guess because it's been like almost 30 years, if you guys know about the whole Menendez brothers, remember they were like these spoiled, bratty, rich kids in Beverly Hills who basically didn't like their parents telling them what to do, so they killed them. Like, what is wrong with you? So, and then they tried to like blame it. It was these other people. Then they said, yeah, it was us. We did it, but our parents were abusing us and everything. I mean, it was just absolutely insane. So now, they're bringing up this whole thing because now it's been like 30 years since these guys have basically been in prison. So the point of them getting any money or doing anything out of this was pretty stupid. So now they're coming out and they're saying, we told other people what actually happened to us. Guess what? Who cares? You killed your parents, psychos, stay in jail. Okay. That's how I feel about it. I mean, if you did something that insane, guess what? And you got caught because you were greedy, because I'm sorry, your daddy wouldn't give you the newest, latest Mercedes, or, you know, you couldn't go down the Rodeo Drive and buy a new Louis Vuitton wallet. Guess what? Stay in jail. We shouldn't even be talking about these guys anymore. It's ridiculous that they're even bringing them back up again. But of course, you know, like I said, when it's the anniversary of something horrible that captivated people, you know, now they've got to go ahead and bring them back into the limelight. But I'm just like, really? Why are we doing that? Why in the world are we having that on there? That's absolutely ridiculous. So Sarah Abram, who was one of the teen moms, she's turned herself into an adult film star. Great role model for her daughter, by the way. So she ended up taking her 8-year-old daughter's Twitter account and decided she was going to use it, because her daughter has, I guess, a certain amount of followers. She decided she was going to go ahead and take her daughter's Twitter account and use it to promote her X-rated videos. Okay. So can you imagine being this 8-year-old going to school and everybody's like, oh my God, I saw your Twitter account. And what was that? I'm so confused. You want me to watch your mommy's movie? My daddy said no. My mommy said no. Like, why would you put anything like that on your daughter's Twitter account? Who does that? Like, why would you say that to your, put something on your 8-year-old daughter's Twitter account saying you should, what do you say? Like, everybody go watch my X-rated movie? What the heck is that? That's insane. That's crazy. So everybody, of course, is like saying to her, like, what kind of parenting skills do you have? First of all, the fact that you're doing these X-rated movies and then using your daughter as a promotional tool, I mean, just go away. Like, go away. You're just not, that's not a, no. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's not, that's bad parenting. I'm sorry, but I don't even understand how in the world you actually even think about doing that. Anyway, guys, it has been an absolutely fun time with you guys today. Don't forget to make sure to become a fan so that you will be able to watch the next broadcast. I'll be back again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you so much, guys, for all the likes and the hearts. Like I said, I'm promising you the contest is coming soon. We're just waiting for the mugs and things to come in. We should be getting them any day now. So, you know, make sure you fan up on here so that I will be able to, you know, let you guys know when the contest starts and you'll be able to see, because you'll be seeing me. I'll be holding up my mug once I get it. I'm just like, when's it coming? I hope we ordered them. So anyway, thank you guys for joining me on Celebrity Tea Talk. Much love to you guys, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye. Okay, perfect. Do that.